Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter.
Hello, welcome everybody to the Exploration of Wonder. So let me ask you a question. Is it better to fight or is it better to surrender? Hopefully that got you thinking a little bit, because that is the topic of the show, is the potency of surrender. My name is Danielle Carter, and I am a nationally board certified health and wellness coach, intuitive empowerment coach, laughter inducing change agent, and mostly I'll just be your cheerleader, helping you to create the change, the life, and the body that you actually desire. I've had the honor of doing this for almost 20 years, which just blows my mind. Every time I say that or hear it on the open, I'm like, what? But yeah, it just seems like yesterday, but I have been. And you know, when you're doing what you love, time flies. And I really do love what I do. And which is why the show is called The Exploration of Wonder, because each week we explore something that we're curious about, things in this universe that make us wonder. And I'm so excited for you to be joining me now or in the past or in the future. And if you ever want to check any of my other classes out, you can go to danielle.com, danielle.com. Or if it's time for you and I to have a private chat, also known as a private session, please go to danielle.com. And I have so many different types of packages for sessions that I offer. All right. So today we're talking about the potency of surrender. And I know this can kind of be controversial, and it is certainly personal, because this has been one I would love to put in the past tense that I have struggled with it. But every day it is something that I am choosing to change, and it is getting easier. What am I talking about? Surrendering to the universe. And I get it. Whenever I've heard anybody talk about, oh, surrender to the universe, I'm like, screw you, man. I'm not surrendering to anything. Which is why my first question was, is it easier? Is it better to fight or surrender? Because how many of us, our main drive, our main energy, the main way of being is fight. Fight for what you want. Fight for those who can't. Fight for the change, fight for the possibility. Oh my gosh. And then control it along the way. Because we're going to talk a lot about control today too. So all my fellow control freaks that I kind of think has gotten a bad rap, and I should probably do a whole show on that, is control freak, good thing or bad thing? Because it's gotten a bad rap. There are absolutely some of the things that we don't want to control, and we're going to get into that today. But then there are also some things that we are going to, we want to control, right? Because there are certain environments or experiences that if we're not willing to control it, bad things can happen. And not control from judgment, but like if you're being held up with somebody has a gun or something, you control that situation. You dominate that to where you can create a better outcome. So absolutely, sometimes we should control, but not that kind today. So like I said, this one is very personal for me, because I'm always the one going, let's fight for the change, let's do this. And I have an intensity and a potency. And so when I was told, through guides or advisors or tarot cards or anything, it's like, you surrender. Like, no. So with me, you know, I always like to go to the original definitions of things. So one of the things is for surrender. Sorry, my notes are on the wrong screen. That happens. So for surrender, the original definition is giving something up to the power of another, deliver over. And you know, even just reading the original definition of it kind of irritated me, because I'm like, I don't want to give anything over to. I want to control it. I want to fight it. I want to be the one in the driver's seat. And I get it. We all do, right? We all have that. It's like, no, it's me. But again, I think it's one of those that's been given a negative connotation, because most of us, when we talk about surrender, even when I read the original definition, how many of us think it's like giving up or giving in? Okay. Because I know I did. I was like, no, I'm not giving up something to the power of another, even if it's the universe, screw that, man. And so basically, what is giving in? Okay, because those are two things that always come up whenever I talk about this with anybody, is giving up and giving in. And so giving in is to yield to something after previously resisting or refusing, essentially surrendering to a demand, pressure, or temptation. And there's always a winner and a loser there, okay? And it's usually you. Have you ever noticed that? It's like, fine, I'll just do it. That's giving in, okay? Giving up is when you abandon a task or effort, stop trying. Like, I gave up trying to learn Spanish. Yeah, it's true. I gave up trying to learn Spanish. And we have our reasons, justifications, and all this kind of stuff. So when I'm talking about the potency of surrender, I am not talking about giving up. I am not talking about giving in, and I'm not talking about fighting. What I am talking about is really loosening that control that we have, or trying to have, I should say, in our universe and the creation of it, okay? I'm talking about surrendering to the universe and not then becoming flaccid and placid and just sit there and go, okay, universe, do it for me. And then you just sit there. No. You're still going to take action. You're still going to make choices. But you're going to receive more. Okay. And that's a big part of this, because I know a lot of people will go, I receive from the universe. See, look at all that I have, or look at this, all that I changed. I receive from the universe. And I'm like, absolutely, receive from the universe. But how often do we try to control what we receive from the universe, or how it shows up? Okay. And when I'm talking about then the potency of surrender and surrendering to the universe, it's those times when it's like, trust that the universe has your back. Have any of you ever applied for a job and then were really excited about it and just knew it was going to solve all your problems and it was going to be amazing, and then you didn't get it? Yeah, I get that. People get pissed, they get sad, they get disappointed, and absolutely be present with your emotions. Let it flow to and through you. Don't hide that stuff away, because then it does not do well for you. But then in surrendering to the universe, go, okay, if not this universe, what else? If this wasn't what was going to help the situation change, I trust that you have something greater planned for me. Let me know where to go, what to watch, what to apply for, where to look, who to talk to create that greater result. So when I'm talking about surrendering to the universe, it's not passive. Absolutely, you're going to take action. It's not just sit there and deliver it to me, because, like, wouldn't that be nice, though? It's like, I know, you know, since COVID, we've really gotten even more into a delivery universe of like, I'm going to pick up my phone and order Taco Bell, and it's just going to be delivered to my door. Yay. I used to have to leave for that stuff, but no more. It's not just sitting in your living room and waiting for the doorbell to ring to have the universe give you these things. Can that happen? Sure. That would be amazing. So you do still have the action, but part of the surrendering, the potency of surrendering to the universe, is knowing when something doesn't come up that you so desired, like that job, knowing that the universe has something greater for you and surrendering to, like, okay, I won't try to control this. I'll keep applying for jobs. I'll keep reading the boards and talking to people, but let me know where to go, who to talk to. So the universe can know so much, right? It has truly a universal point of view. And when I mean point of view, I don't mean a solid, fixed one place. I mean, it can see everything, right? It has such an expanded point of view, a field of view, if you want to call it, that it can see things that we can't even imagine yet, all right? Because that's one of the other things that I know we try to do is, and like, you know, I love writing. I'm a fiction writer and all that kind of stuff. And when I was a kid and I was going to writing classes, they would say, write what you know, because you can only write what you've experienced. It used to piss me off. I'm like, what do you mean I can only write what I've experienced? I'm in college. I haven't experienced that much yet. So, but the universe, when you work with the universe and surrender to the universe, it can deliver things to you that you can't cognitively imagine, but energetically, intuitively, you know is there. Okay. So when you don't get that job, instead of going, the universe is against me, say, okay, I surrender. I trust in the universe that it will deliver something greater to me. Okay. And I have lots of tips and tricks as we're going to go throughout the show of like how to shift this kind of stuff. But I just wanted to talk a little bit about what it actually kind of looks like when I talk about surrendering to the universe and then not trying to control it. Okay. Because I'm a control freak. You're probably a control freak. I get that. It's been given a bad rap. But how much are we trying to control what we will receive from the universe? So when I talk about surrendering to the universe, that's what I'm talking about. Surrendering to allowing the universe to guide you, to gift to you in how it knows it can and in a greater way than we can possibly imagine. And it's so funny, my friends, because as I say this, I hear my own words and go, who are you? Because like 20 years ago, I would have never said anything like that. Because it's like, you are the maker of your own future. Absolutely. That is true. But what the 20 years ago version of me didn't know or wasn't willing to receive is the contribution from things outside of myself. I was always trying to be the one to control it. I created this. Ha ha. Thump my chest. I created it, right? And I created less. So when you surrender to the universe, it's not giving up our choices or our direction or what we are excited about creating. Make those choices. Absolutely. Give the direction of your life, but then allowing the universe to contribute to you in greater ways than you can even possibly allow or possibly know. Okay. So when I talk about surrender to the universe, absolutely choose what works for you in your life. Make those choices. Take those actions and allow contribution. Because that is truly what the core of surrendering to the universe is about, is allowing the contribution of the universe to give you something even greater than you could imagine. All right. All right, my friends, we are going to head into our first break here. I know this is a huge topic. It's going to ruffle some feathers. And when we come back, I'm going to start talking about some of these tips and kind of give more examples as we go through of what that could possibly look like of the potency of the surrender to the universe. Because tell you what, when I was creating alone, I created some great things. But when I created with the contribution of the universe and surrendered up to its guidance, I created fantastic, phenomenal things. And that would be my desire for you as well. It's just surrendering is not giving in and giving up. It is allowing the contribution and the guidance of the universe. All right, my friends, my name is Danielle, and if I can contribute anything to you in a private one-on-one session, please do not hesitate to reach out at danielle.com or hello@danielle.com, and let's have that private chat and see what we can create and change in your universe. All right. So, in the meantime, you are watching or listening to the Exploration of Wonder on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Exploration of Wonder. I am your host and fellow explorer, Danielle. And when I say fellow explorer, I really mean it. Because today we're talking about the potency of surrender, and it's a very personal one for me. I am still exploring. Not being so much of a control freak and allowing the contribution of the universe. And what's interesting, and so, you know, I talked about surrendering to the universe is not giving in. It's not giving up. It's not fighting. It's allowing to the receive of it. Okay. So, personal story that just happened literally 4 to 5 days ago. I do a lot of things. And one of the things is every once in a while, I'll help out with a live streamed big class for a company. And so I had the gear with me, the production gear, the audio or the, cameras and the microphones and things like that. And I had it in 2 suitcases. And so I was traveling to Denver to go do this class. And I had my personal suitcase, my computer bag, and then these 2 suitcases. And as I was putting all 4 suitcases in the car at 4 a.m., grumbling, it's going to be such a pain in the butt. It's going to be such a pain in the butt to put these in the car, and then I have to get them into long-term parking, and then I have to take them from long-term parking onto the shuttle, and then out of the shuttle into this. Ugh, it's just going to be such a pain in the butt. And I actually stopped and went, whoa, what am I creating? What am I creating with grumbling about this? And I'm like, okay, so I'm going to do a show soon on surrendering to the universe. I'm like, okay, universe, I surrender to you helping me have this be greater than I can imagine traveling with all of these 4 bags. I'm like, all right. So I put it the gear, I put all bags in my Jeep, and then I went to the airport and I found a parking spot right near the shuttle stop. So I didn't have to roll those 4 bags by myself very far. I'm like, thank you, universe. That is awesome. And then, so it was like 4:30 in the morning. And during that time, while I was waiting for the shuttle, just a couple minutes, two gentlemen walk up. And as I'm starting to put their on, they're like, oh, would you like some help? I'm like, that would be great. Thank you. And so I put the bag, or they help me put the bags into the shuttle. I'm like, yay. And so then we get to the airport. And what was interesting is I was sitting right at the end because I was one of the first ones on the shuttle. And then, you know, we made more stops and it filled up. And normally I'm in the front because I was the first one on. And so it was like to hurry up and get off. But I heard in my head, it's like, wait, just wait. Wait for get off last. And I'm like, all right, trust in the universe. I'm like, okay, I'll wait. Instead of like rushing to hurry up and get it off, all the bags off. So I even had to tell some people, I'm like, go ahead. And so I got off last. So I got all four bags off and I was standing there and I was like trying to arrange it in a way that I could roll all four at the same time. And as I was doing that, this woman walks by who I later saw at working inside at one of those convenience stores, you know, in the airport. And as she passed, she looked at me, she's like, oh, do you need any help? And normally, control freak that I am, that I can do it, I would normally go, no, I'm good, thank you. Because I've done it. I've rolled five bags at the same time, right? So I'm like, I thought, I can do it. And I went, stop. Receive from the universe. And so I'm like, you know what? That would be amazing. Thank you. She's like, okay, well, I'll take these two and I'll just roll you to the door. I said, thanks. And then we chatted just, you know, the few little bit that we were walking to the door. And she's like, you know what? She's like, you're catching that elevator right there, right? I said, yeah. She's like, let me take you to the elevator. I'm like, oh, thanks. And so she rolled two of my four bags right to the elevator with me, put me on. And she's like, you're good. I'm like, oh, thank you so much. You're amazing. That's beautiful. She's like, oh, no problem, right? And because I had waited, she was walking by at that time. I'm like, universe, what an amazing thing. Thank you for that. And then I get off the elevator and the ticket counter's right there. And so I check my bags in. Yay, and I was on the plane celebrating that I had surrendered to the universe. Don't stop that though, because I could feel myself going, oh, universe, you delivered, thank you. And then I stopped receiving instead of allowing it to continue to receive, okay? So I shifted that. I'm like, no, I'm still willing to receive because I still have to get to the hotel and all that kind of stuff. Okay, universe, what else can we create to have this even better, right? And so I was meeting a friend of mine. He was coming in from a different state and we're going to this class together. And I'm like, gosh, I hope his baggage claim is near mine. And Denver Airport's huge. They have west side, east side, north, and they have like all these, it's huge. It's absolutely huge. Hello, cat. And so I'm like, well, what would it take for it to be easy? You know, like, okay, universe, what have you got for me? So I arrived about 30 minutes before him and I'm like, okay, so I go down to the baggage claim and I get my four bags and there's a seat right there. I'm like, yay. So I kind of put my bags around and sit down. Then I'm like, okay, well, what baggage claim is he going to be at? Right? Because we said we'd meet at the baggage claim. I'm like, what baggage claim is his coming on? It was the same one. I came in on baggage claim 18 West. He came in baggage claim 18 West. Two different flights, different parts of the country. Same baggage claim. I'm like, yes. And so he could help me do the bags. I'm like, so I flashed to the morning of like, this is going to be such a pain in the butt. I was controlling what I would be allowing to receive. And yes, I was putting in the negative energies and all that kind of stuff. But I was also, I want you guys to look at, I was also starting to exclude what I would receive from the universe. Because the universe, look at all that amazing stuff I had planned for me that it could contribute to me. But in my grumble and my control and my choice of making that a pain in the butt, how much of that would I have missed? I'm going to say most of it. Okay. So again, when I'm talking about surrendering to the universe, it is still taking the action, making the choices, doing things, but it's allowing the contribution from the universe. And that was the easiest I've ever traveled with the gear, because I've traveled with the gear bags a lot. And that was the easiest that's ever been. I'm like, oh my gosh, that is such the difference of allowing that contribution from the universe and surrendering to that instead of being the control freak of, I can do this. Because even just the control freak of wanting to tell that woman, I can do it, it's no big deal. And I'm like, shut up, self, receive, right? So I wanted to just share that story because it just happened. I'm talking like, 5 days ago. Of how much easier it could be when you surrender to the universe and allowing that contribution. So, I want to get into the tips of some of the things that we can, how to really do this surrendering to the universe and recognize it. Because, you guys, it's not just about like, okay, surrender. And again, that's actually the first one is distinguishing between surrender from passivity. Which is just a fancy way for do nothing, right? For not making the choices, not taking that action, and not following that intuition that is often the universe whispering to us. Okay, so distinguishing surrender from passivity, which is, like I said, is just a fancy way of saying do nothing or just wait for it. Okay, and once again, you guys, surrender is not about giving up. It's not about giving in. Okay, because that's what a lot of people think is it's about giving up or giving in. And just as a reminder, giving in is when you yield to like a pressure or a temptation. Giving up is when you abandon or stop a task. And you are not yielding to pressure or temptation of creation of your life when you're surrendering to the universe. Absolutely not. You're stepping into more of the creation of your life. And it's not giving up creating of your life, right? It's not like I just stop trying, I stop doing it. No. When you're surrendering to the universe, you are actually doing more, being more, and receiving more. So you've not stopped, you're actually taking more action. Okay. So we've talked a little bit about the surrender to the universe and the potency of it. And I gave you an example of private example, a personal example of myself that just happened. I'm like, oh, that was so beautiful. I was celebrating. I was like giggling. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is what allowing the universe to contribute to you and everything is like. This is amazing. I'm sure people thought I was nuts in the airport, which is kind of fun because you were just sitting there giggling. I was sitting there giggling. And so I've given you an example and we've talked a little bit about that. And so let me give you that definition again, the original definition of surrender. Give something up to the power of another, deliver over. And hopefully that's changed a little bit for you. Because when I first read it, I was like, screw that. But once I started looking at it, giving up something to the power of another or delivering over, I started going, oh, I'm not giving up or surrendering my autonomy, which I did a whole show about that. But autonomy is basically like you want to be able to know you can make your own choices and that it comes from you, not from something else, but that it comes from you. And so when I was talking about surrendering to the universe originally, or when people would talk to me about it, that's what I thought it meant, is I'm giving up the power of the creation of my life, or I'm delivering over all possibility to the universe. And it pissed me off. Why did it piss me off? Because it's not true. Right? Really look at that. If somebody lies to you or you misunderstand and you think it's something that's not, that's where some of that anger actually comes from. So, with that example I gave about just carrying the bags, what did I give up? What did I give up to the power of another or deliver over? The frustration. I gave up being it hard. I gave up being responsible for every single aspect and allowing the universe to go, shh. Just wait till everybody gets off before you get off. I didn't hear the universe go, get off of the shuttle last because I'm bringing somebody to help you that's going to pass by just at the right time to be able to help you bring the bags in. No, all I heard was, shh, just wait. Get off last. I'm like, all right. So I was just surrendering the control to allow the contribution. And that's what we're talking about when it's surrender. So it's giving up something to the power of another, deliver over. I was delivering over where I think I was responsible for every single moment, controlling every single outcome. I was surrendering over to a greater possibility at that point. Okay. Whew. All right. I'm even getting more excited as we're talking about this. I'm like, cool, what other things am I controlling that I can give over to surrender to the universe, allowing the contribution with, right? Money, body, family, relationships, job searches. It's like, what else have we been trying to micromanage so much that we have missed the whispers of the universe and the contribution that it can be? All right, my friends. We are going to take our next break. When we come back, I have lots of tips and tricks to clarify some of this of how to truly get out of our own way. Take those actions with the universe instead of against ourselves and against the universe. All right, my friends, you are watching or listening to the Exploration of Wonder on Inspired Choices Network. I am your host and fellow guide, Danielle, and we will be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the Exploration of Wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Exploration of Wonder. Those of you who have may seen my cat come in and out every time we think we're in control. Those of us with pets or kids, no, we're not. And today we're talking about the potency of surrender. And just as a refresher, remember, I'm not saying surrender as in give up or give in. I am talking about loosening that control so that you can receive from the universe and not try to control how you receive. Because let me reiterate that for a moment before we get into the tips, because it's like, I know a lot of people, if I asked them, do you receive from the universe? They'd be like, yes. But how many of us, because I do, I receive from the universe, absolutely. But how many of us have tried to control how we receive from the universe or what direction it comes from, all right? So one of the tips is to grow trust and openness with the universe and really a conversation and communion, right? And so when I'm saying how many of us try to control how we receive from the universe or how it shows up, that's what I'm talking about, is allowing that trust to build. Because I have one client who swore to me up and down that the universe was out to get her. The universe was not on her side. Like, she even told me once, you keep that miracle stuff just for you because the universe doesn't even like me. I'm like, wow, okay, because you want to talk about this? And so what we discovered is she thought the universe was against her because what was showing up in her life wasn't showing up as she thought it should. And this is the control that I'm talking about, and surrendering and allowing that that idea of control of how it shows up to go away, to dissipate. Give that up to the universe, okay? Because she's created some amazing things in her life, but they were different than what she thought. I mean, look at how many of us have lives that looked like what we thought it was when we were kids. I certainly don't. I didn't think I was going to be on a radio show or a TV show doing this kind of stuff. Or I thought I'd never thought I'd travel the world, facilitating people on bodies and consciousness. Are you kidding me? No. Right? And so when we're talking about growing that trust and openness with the universe, this is where some of that control, I said, that we may say, us, I receive from the universe. Yes, yes, yes. But are you trying to control how it delivers it to you? And that's why I use that example at the beginning of, like, if you apply for a job and you're like, this is it, this is the answer, this is going to make everything easier, and this is exactly what I need, this is it, and then you don't get it. How many of us then go, oh my gosh, the universe doesn't have my back. Oh my gosh, I, you know, and we judge and we cry and be upset and be like, now what? Well, trust that the universe has something greater for you. Okay? Trust that the universe has something greater for you, that it's not saying no to that because you're dumb and don't deserve it, but trust that it has something greater for you. All right? And then take the actions, and this is the other one that I talked about earlier, is figuring out the difference between surrender and passivity, which is, again, a fancy way of saying do nothing. Because you have to take actions, right? Like, I don't often quote the Bible. Don't even get me started on the Bible. But, you know, God or heaven or the universe helps them that helps themselves. Take those actions. It's not just sit there and do nothing, the universe will deliver to me. It's working with the universe. I never said let the universe do it for you. The universe is doing it with you. That's a big, big difference, my friends. You need to have the universe doing it with you and not for you. And you need to be doing it not just for you, but allow the universe to do it with you. Okay? So take those actions, but be fluid and flexible and willing for the path to change. And that's one of those keys, is in our control freakness, when it works against us, we go, this is where I'm going, and this is the direction, and this is how I'm going there. And then we put our head down and just push our way through. Well, when we put our head down and push our way through, we are losing all the information that the universe can give us of, go over here, do this, say this, talk to this person. Or it can be as simple as get off the shuttle bus last. Okay? So how much have we missed information from the universe because we've decided this is the path, and then we put our head down and just keep going, and then we lose that contribution? Okay? So another tip is releasing control, which I've talked about a lot. I'm sure you guys are already sick of hearing me say the word control, but I'm going to talk about it more. Because in the control, a lot of us get fear and anxiety, because we think, when I talk about letting go of control, is that we would be out of control of our lives, out of control of our creation, of our choices. Nothing could be further than what I'm talking about right now. This is not, oh my gosh, I'm held captive and I don't have any choices and I just have to do what my captors say or anything like that. Absolutely not. Okay, you know, and I talked about at the beginning that a lot of us have things we want to create and have in our lives. Absolutely. We are the makers of our destiny. Yes, absolutely. We have impact on our lives. We have impact on our future, our creations. Absolutely. What I'm inviting you to is, in that, as releasing that control, still taking the action. Remember, no passivity, but taking that action and allowing the universe to contribute to you. So when I say let go of control, I don't mean just lie back and take it. You know, is it like lie back and think of England? I'm not saying that. Take those actions, but allow the contribution. Right. Some of you are going to hear me repeating the same sentences and phrases or similar over and over and over again because they're true. And I'll say things in different ways so you can hear it in different ways, including me. I can hear it in different ways. So, and it is. We release control, but not control over our lives. It's not a passive thing. It's not just sit back and take it. Make those choices, but allow the contribution. Okay. Cool. Next tip is really growing and trusting that intuition. Okay. The universal guidance. How many of you are psychic? How many of you intuitive? We all are. Okay. All of us have this amazing ability to be intuitive, be psychic. We hear a lot of things, okay? We hear our body, we hear other bodies, we hear the universe. Yes, we hear entities, big topic, not gonna get into it now, but there's ways to distinguish what you're listening to. And so when you open up to the non-control, and allowing the universe to receive, to receive from the universe and allow it to guide you, you're going to become more and more and more familiar with that voice, what it sounds like in your universe, what it feels like in your universe. So when it whispers something like, hey, get off the shuttle bus last, you go, okay, I trust in you. And we have developed that this, I know that I am listening to the universe and I am willing to allow you to guide me. Okay. So it's about growing, strengthening, and trusting the universal guidance, okay? And the universal guidance comes from so many different ways. It can come through intuition, dreams, signs, some woman walking by, or my favorite is synchronicities. It's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe my friend was on the same baggage claim. That's amazing. Out of the huge Denver airport. Wow. I love that kind of stuff, right? It's not a coincidence. It's the universe working with you and you working with the universe, right? And like, I mean, there was even another one. I ended up getting done with work early. And so I got to the airport and I had 6 hours until my flight. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can go to the lounge, but I'd rather go home. And so, I went, okay, so who do I need to talk to? Because everything on my phone app said that everything was on standby, all the other flights. And I'm like, ugh, what would it take to actually get a seat? And so I'm like, who do I talk to? And I looked over and this woman caught my eye and she's like, can I help you? And I'm like, yeah, how do I do this? And blah, 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 blah. Long story short, there was one flight that was delayed an hour, leaving in 30 minutes. One seat on it. I got that seat. I got home 6 hours early because that flight was late and it had one open seat and I asked the right person. She's like, oh, I just helped them change the seat. I know it's available. I'm like, what? Thank you, universe, for delivering something else to me. But I was listening to the guidance. I could have just dropped my bags off like I had planned, go to the lounge like I had planned, but that little whispered voice, go check it out. Talk to that person. Okay. I could tell it was inspiration, intuition, the universe whispering that to me, and I got home 6 hours early. And it even goes further than that. Like when I was, I got there as they were boarding because I had, you know, 30 minutes before the plane left. I still had to go through security, and Denver Airport's huge. And so I was rushing on and I got onto the gate. I was through the, it's not the tarmac, the whatever the pathway is onto the plane. I'm like, I'm on the plane, it's all good. And so the woman in front of me, she's like, her and her son and her husband, she's like, go around me, I walk slow. I'm like, no, that's all right, because the intuition said, just wait. Don't rush by her. It's okay. Just wait. It's okay. It's okay. And I'm like, hey, I'm happy. She's like, are you sure? I said, please. I'm basically on the plane. It's not going to leave without me now. I'm good. And so we just kind of chuckled about that. Guess who was sat next to me? That woman. She was so happy that I wasn't one of those who just rushed around her because she had a hard time walking, that I was just like, oh, it's all good. Made the flight a lot easier. So it's like, oh, it's these amazing little things that when you trust that intuition and working with the universe, it's beautiful, phenomenal things that can show up. All right, my friends, we are going to take our next break. When we come back, I have more tips and tricks, a few more. I mean, I have lots more, but a few more that I really want to make sure that is in your universe. So as you're going into this, the potency of surrendering to the universe, that you have that information. And if you would like to join any of other of my classes, please do check out my website at danielle.com. There are so many about money, body image, words, energy of words, so much stuff. I love it. So please do check it out, danielle.com. And you can also check out the session page if it's time for you and I to have a private chat and see what we can create. All right. And if you have been enjoying the show, and I hope you have, please be willing to give me a 5-star review on iTunes. Just search The Exploration of Wonder. I would be very grateful. And you know, it's a little thing, but it really assists in getting the information out there, and it really helps it really helps somebody like me get this information to the people who are asking for it, who might not know, all right, or know where to look for it. All right, my friends, thank you very much. You are watching The Exploration of Wonder on Inspired Choices Network. I am Danielle, your host and fellow explorer. This is my cat, Bree, who keeps showing up, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility. This is The Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Exploration of Wonder. I am so excited about today's topic. And you know what? I was pushing myself with this topic today of surrendering to the universe, because I'll admit, it's not always been my easiest thing. But you know what's exciting is, as I've been pushing myself to do this show, the topic, preparing for it, the more I allowed and the more phenomenal things have just become. So please try it out for a day. See how it looks of the surrender to the universe. All right. So a couple more tips. And I know we're coming up on the end of the show. Oh my gosh. But don't worry, there's always more shows. So another tip, embrace the beauty of allowing life to unfold. Because I don't know about you, but how many of us, I say the word again, control freaks out there, I'd be like, I just want to know how it's going to be. I want to know, like, when I was first creating my business, I would be like, I just want to know which path to take. Just tell me the answer, so I can do it. I don't want to waste my time, money, energy, anything like that. Just tell me what I'm supposed to do. honestly, I had to take that first action to begin to receive information. Sometimes that first action is asking the universe, absolutely. And sometimes it's starting a project and then seeing where that project goes and allowing it to shift and change. But how many of us will only take that first step if we know how it ends? Well, my friends, life doesn't work that way. So when I say about embracing the beauty of allowing life to unfold, like I said, I never thought I'd be doing this 20, 30, 40 years ago. I was never thinking I'd be doing a podcast, a radio and TV show about energy and about quantum physics and about body image and anything, consciousness itself. I'm like, what? No. But when you allow life to unfold in this a beautiful way with the universe, you find you're somewhere greater than you knew you was even out there. Okay. So, and one of the last ones I really want to make sure and share is cultivate or grow, embrace gratitude. Okay. This is a big one, my friends. This is a huge one, because how many of us asked for something and it didn't quite turn out as we thought it should be, and then we weren't grateful for the results. Okay. I've had so many clients lose 90% of their target weight, but consider it a failure. What? You aren't growing your life. You aren't furthering progressing your life with that kind of energy. You are stopping the flow of your life. You're stopping receiving from the universe. And so cultivate gratitude. It's like, wow, I lost 90%. That's awesome. I'm so grateful for that. And maybe that's all your body wanted. All right. And then I've also had people like save $65,000 and the target was $70,000 and they get upset. They're like, but it's not enough. I'm like, you're telling $65,000 that it's not enough. I'll take it. If you don't think it's enough, I'm happy to take it. Thank you. Have a good day. But you're also telling the universe it's not enough. And so the universe won't give you more. It's not like, oh, I didn't give you enough. Let me give you more. The universe kind of goes, oh, you don't have gratitude for that? All right. Then I'll give you exactly what you asked for of less. Okay. So when you have that energy of gratitude, it kind of becomes a magnet for more. It becomes a magnet for growth, for greater possibilities, for more people in your lives, for less people in your lives, depending on what you want, but more people that are actually a contribution to you, to allowing the universe to contribute to you. Okay. So in this surrendering to the universe, grow that gratitude. Embody that gratitude energy, and you become a magnet for so many fantastic, amazing things. All right, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this show on the potency of surrender. And then it's not about giving in, giving up, or just being passive in your life and not taking action. It is absolutely about taking action, absolutely being the master of your fate. It's just, in that fate, you allow the universe to contribute something to you that it knows is out there and that can create greater for you, greater for others. And when you give up that control, when you surrender to the universe, it is surrendering to that contribution. It is surrendering to every step of the process. You are not alone. The universe is with you, contributing, giving you greater. Build that awareness, build that trust, allow that intuition, that guidance, so that you can get out of your own way and you can create a phenomenal life, one that has not been seen on this planet, and definitely one that's not been seen for you. So my friends, I hope you enjoyed this potency of surrender, and it is surrender to the universe for something greater. Next week, tips to spring clean your life. A lot of us, it is spring. Sorry, Australia. It is spring and things are moving around. So how do we energetically spring clean our life? Stay tuned for next week because that's what we're going to go into. And if you want to reach out, if it's time for a private session or one of my other classes, go to danielle.com and please check it all out. And until next week, my friends, make it a magical week, a fun week, a potent week, a grateful week. And I'll be back next week. See you then. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thank you for exploring with us today. Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific.
Until then, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you.